Good Tuesday morning. Happy Election Day. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. After almost 2 years of President Donald Trump executing his vision for America, voters will get the chance to decide whether they're happy with the direction of the country and the Congress, or if they want a check on the president. Also, today could mark the final gasp of a House Republican majority that was built in 2010, principally on repealing Obamacare, cutting government spending, and opening up the legislative process. 8 years later, Republicans have not only failed to repeal Obamacare, they're getting hammered over their opposition to the law on the campaign trail. Government spending is through the roof, and critics complain the legislative process is as closed as ever.
There is no true geographical consistency to where Republicans are struggling. They have their backs against the wall in Southern California, suburban Chicago, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Iowa, Georgia, North Carolina, New York, New Jersey, and even in Texas. If Republicans lose the House, which most insiders believe they will, look for the White House to make the argument that this was in line with what always happens to the president's party. And there's some truth to that. But the economy is clicking unlike ever before, and giving roughly 24 seats back to Democrats under those circumstances would be somewhat atypical. The new Congress will come to town next week for its orientation. House Republicans will hold their leadership elections on Thursday, November 14th.
Behind the scenes, DCCC Chairman Ben Ray Lujan and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi held a conference call yesterday for hundreds of DCCC staffers and volunteers. During the call, Lujan publicly declared he would be voting for Pelosi to be next Speaker of the House. Lujan voting for Pelosi isn't necessarily surprising, since the two allies have been working together this entire cycle, but it is meant to send a strong signal going into election night after months of coverage focused on candidates who have distanced themselves from the leader.
And here's some playbook buzz. We hear that several members of Congress are slated to fly to Paris later this week as part of a trip organized by the Ripon Society. The trip, which also includes case readers and corporate types, comes as leadership races will have just begun, and we might not even know who holds the majority in the House. The president is also scheduled to be in Paris this weekend. The Washington Post tees up the change we will see post-election, with Congress expected to be younger, more female, and more diverse. If you can believe it, there are 454 days until the Iowa caucuses and 728 days until the 2020 presidential election. In case you missed it last night, Sean Hannity did go on stage with the president last night in Missouri, although he tweeted that he wouldn't do that earlier in the day.
As voters head to the polls, here's the weather report from Politico's own Steve Shepard. It will be a rainy day for the eastern third of the United States on Tuesday, a strong low pressure system in the Great Lakes, an associated cold front stretching all the way into the deep south will bring rain and breezy weather from Chicago all the way to the eastern seaboard. The good news, the threat of widespread severe weather has decreased from Monday's active night of tornado warnings, though some strong thunderstorms are possible from South Jersey, south to the Delmarva, North Carolina, and into South Carolina.
Thunderstorms could disrupt the plans of some voters in the competitive congressional races in Virginia, for example. And as for winter weather, a mix of rain and snow is possible in western Montana, home to the competitive races for Senate and Congress, and the Iron Range of Minnesota, where Republicans have their best chance to pick up a House seat that offsets their likely losses elsewhere. John Harris and Eliana Johnson have a piece up looking at whether Trump will shatter his own mystique, a 3-year record in which he has bucked precedent, engaging in behavior that any normal politician would consider stupid, but has worked out well for him.
Vice President Mike Pence told CBN he thinks Republicans will expand their majority in the Senate and the Republicans would also hold the House. Michael Calderon and Jason Schwartz report that news outlets are preparing for surprises and they are trying to not let pre-written stories lock them into storylines that could change. Zach Montalaro reports that the X factor in the midterms is the massive early voting totals. 36 million voters cast their ballots ahead of Election Day.
On the ground, the Des Moines Register reports that DOJ is sending personnel to monitor voting in Iowa Republican Steve King's district. And CNN is up with a story that Georgia Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp's campaign has calls out that target his opponent, Democrat Stacey Abrams, with false claims that she will steal the election with undocumented voters. The president has nothing on his public schedule today. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.